two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL's 100th Anniversary Tour with David Dujanovic on KSL News Radio.
Dave and I live all morning long with you till noon today from the Oaks Golf Course in Spanish Fork. And the reason we're here is because we're celebrating our 100th anniversary by taking our show on the road. And Dave was really excited to take the tour this morning of the new watering system they have here. Let me give you a statistic as to why he gets so knotted up about golf courses and water. The U.S. Geological Survey's most recent water use data for the state of Utah, it shows that the state uses about 38 million gallons of water on golf courses every day.
It's a chunk. It's a chunk. And when you're in the middle of a drought, obviously, we've done so many stories about the drought. And, you know, it's been a few, you know, bad years, obviously. So what can they do, right? What can golf courses do? Because you and I, we're down to, I think, one or two days a week watering our lawn. And I tell you, I love a golf course. Spend a lot of time on the golf course. That's a lot of lawn out there.
Mayor Mike Mendenhall of Spanish Fork, live with us here. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Beautiful day. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
You just rolled out the red carpet here.
Welcome to the Oaks. This is how it is every day here. There's never any clouds, and there's just a little bit of wind, but it's always beautiful.
Let's talk water. You just took Dave on the tour. It sounded like you were very, very impressed, Dave, with what they've done here.
Well, I've always wondered, because when we first install and when we build these courses that have been around for a while, that's an old sprinkling system, and having just replaced the sprinkling system in my own house, like, that is a massive undertaking. Mayor, why the investment? Why the changeover? Because it's a massive ordeal to redo the sprinkling systems.
Yeah, well, number one, it's the sprinkling system was as old as I was. So it's 41 years old in Spanish Fork, and times have changed, things have changed, technology has changed, right? And so in Spanish Fork, we're no stranger to progress. Our motto is the home of pride and progress. And so this was a way to progress in the water conservation area of Spanish Fork. We've done that for 20 years in pressurized irrigation and metering our secondary water system residentially and commercially. So this was just a natural fit to now do it, like you said, in one of the largest watered places in our city, the golf course.
So I didn't go on the tour that you went on this morning, Dave, so I don't really know what you've done here. So just give us the Cliff Notes version of a couple of things you've done here.
$3 million investment. The system will virtually double the amount of sprinkler heads that are on this golf course. And now, instead of turning on a zone on the course, you can turn on an individual sprinkler from your iPad or iPhone. Not myself, but our greenskeeper, Dallin Aulu, will be able to take care of that and get the brown spots when they turn brown, not turn on a whole hole or a section of a hole, but turn on that very sprinkler. That $3 million investment will save us 40 million gallons of water every single year and about $80,000 a year in water costs and pumping costs, because now this is a gravity-fed system as well.
Now, that is a massive amount, and I think a lot of people look at that and don't maybe fully appreciate, if you never actually installed sprinklers, to have individual control of every single sprinkler head is just massive. How long has it taken, and how long does it take to do a hole, to re-pipe a hole and put in all these new sprinklers?
So the city council and myself approved this last year in the budget, in our budget season last year. And so we got the crew hired and on the case late last year. So they've been working on it now for about 7-8 months. They report that they'll be complete by hopefully the end of August. So you know, not the whole golfing season will be holes torn up, and we've even had to skip some holes, right? But they take about a week to a week and a half on each hole, and like Dave saw, there's a trench that goes down the side of the hole, and then laterals that come out into the fairway and into the greens. And so, it takes some time, but we hired a company that's done it before, so they're no stranger to it.
Well, this is a topic that's ignited a lot of lively conversations on our show over the last couple of weeks as we head into summer. We're all worried about the drought and water restrictions. Dave and I live in Spanish Fork at the Oaks Golf Course, talking to Mayor Mike Mendenhall of the city of Spanish Fork about what they've done to conserve water. And as you rattled off some numbers there, I thought I heard that the investment was $3 million. It will save you $80,000 in watering costs.
Every year.
Every year. But the amount of gallons of water you're saving, what is it, 40?
40 million.
40 million. So to me, that says you weren't in it to save the money. You're in it to save the water.
Oh, exactly, exactly. And again, Spanish Fork's no stranger to that. 20 years ago, we made public infrastructure investments into Spanish Fork for secondary metering, secondary water, and metering that to every home. So you won't come into Spanish Fork and see signs that say your watering days are Wednesday and Friday in Spanish Fork, and because it doesn't work. It doesn't. People water the days that they can. They'll water as much as they can. Spanish Fork, it's metered. You pay for every gallon of water that you use at your house. And that's been around for 20 years. This year, the state legislature passed HB 242, the floor sponsor, Senator Mike McKell, who's a Spanish Fork resident, mm-hmm. that now is going to start mandating 247 cities in the state of Utah to meter secondary irrigation, secondary water. Spanish Fork's had that for 20 years. We led out on that.
Part of the reason I really like the update, and I think when you look at the technological aspect to this, for example, it can be pretty windy here in the mornings and in the evenings. And if you were to water in the mornings and the evenings, all this sprinkling that you think you're getting is getting blown all over the place.
Correct.
So I was talking to the pro here. He said that there's less you can, for example, water in the middle of the day and lose less water than if you're, you know, watering in a big windstorm. And you can change that easily when you have the technology.
That's exactly right. Now, the same exists in our systems that are residentially in Spanish Fork as well. We have homes by the golf course, obviously. And if you're a resident that has signed up for that system and have our smart sprinkling system, which is a grant program, people get it for free installed at their house, that will not water in the windy times of the day either, because more evaporation happens in the wind than it does in the sun. So we can retool those things. We can learn. Technology is smart, but it's helping us get smarter as well. So we're watering at the right times, the optimal amounts, and on the golf course itself, each individual sprinkler, which is a huge, huge benefit.
Mayor Mike McKell of Spanish Fork City, thanks so much for joining us here. Glad to see you in person.
Yes, come visit us anytime.
We're live at the Oaks Golf Course with the mayor of Spanish Fork talking about water conservation and golf courses. They don't always go hand in hand, but it sounds like they've made a lot of progress here at this golf course.
But what it requires is a mayor. It requires a city council that are committed to an investment, because it is an investment. And if you have a couple of golf courses in your city, then it could be a massive investment.
Dave and I continue our live coverage from Utah County, specifically Spanish Fork. We're on the road to Price, but we stopped off here at the golf course for our live coverage this morning. And straight ahead, looking forward to a conversation with the Kempsey Gardner Institute. You know, we've had them on the show before, Dave. They do a lot of analysis regarding growth. So we called them up, asked them to call in straight ahead and give us a hint of what Utah County is in line for when it comes to growth over the next couple of years. We're going to have them live.
We've already seen massive growth. In fact, the average median household in Utah County to buy a home is more than Salt Lake County for the first time in forever. So the growth has been huge. The demand has been massive. Is it going to continue? Up next.
Dave and Dujanovic. Get a quick blast of news each morning.
From Ukraine to Utah County.
You'll hear it first.
And accurately.
On KSL.
Listen weekdays between 5 and 9 to Tim and Amanda.
Utah's morning companions for news.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.